Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. H. Lynn Beck had no clue what to do after finishing his master's degree in Vermont, so he applied to join the Peace Corps. Eventually, he was invited to work in Brazil, and he agreed to work in education in the state of Mato Grosso. He began counting down the days to the start of training. While his Portuguese consisted of 95% Spanish and 5% Portuguese, he managed to communicate. Living in Brazil as a Peace Corps volunteer and businessman is his story. As he travels rural roads, meets large rats and tarantulas, makes friends while immersing himself in a rich culture. H. Lynn Beck was raised on a farm in Nebraska, joined the Peace Corps twice, El Salvador and Brazil, attended five universities to earn degrees in agronomy and adult education and economics, did volunteer work in Nicaragua as a farm manager for a church, lived 10 years in Brazil, 3 years in Central America. Now, he worked in the U.S. as a farm manager, grain sales, market research, taught statistics at Southern Illinois University, Edwardsville, for 16 years. He also did short-term agricultural work in Moldova, Ukraine, Nicaragua, Mozambique, and Angola. Now retired and a published author, H. Lynn Beck, author of Living in Brazil as a Peace Corps Volunteer and Businessman, is our guest on This Week in America. Lynn, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you very much.
What a fascinating background and great stories to tell in the books that you've written. I'm really looking forward to having you on the program. And let's start about the books. This one we're talking about specifically is Living in Brazil as a Peace Corps Volunteer and Businessman. You've written others. Talk about the other books that you've written and working on as well.
Well, I've written Henry and Anthony, Living in El Salvador, and I'm writing Living in Nicaragua and Living in Nebraska as a farm boy.
That's just, I mean, you've been literally all over the world, and you do such an excellent job of making us feel we're right there with you. The one book you mentioned was Henry and Anthony. Why did you write that book?
Well, I wrote that book because at the time my son was a Marine in the invasion of Iraq, and then later in the siege of Fallujah, and I was very concerned about his welfare. I had to find something to make me relax, and so I decided to write down all of the goof stories that I told in statistics class when the students would become very frustrated. I would stop the lecture and tell a goof story that would make them laugh. And as soon as they laughed, I could continue with my lecture.
Oh, yes.
And so what I decided to do was to write those down, and then I decided to weave the stories together, and what came out was the book Henry and Anthony.
All of the books are available from our author, H. Lynn Beck, at Amazon.com. You can link by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. So who are Henry and Anthony, and what are they about? What's the story with the two of them?
Well, Henry was a goose born on SIUE campus to loving and religious parents, and they tried to instill in him a sense of religion and belief that they had. And from the outset, they believed that there was something unique about Henry, that he had some special talent that the great goose, which is the deity of the geese, that the great goose would need and would call upon Henry to use that special talent to help others. Anthony, on the other hand, was a homing pigeon who, in an electrical storm, lost his ability to find home. And he was hunkered down at the edge of the Platte River, afraid that other birds or animals were going to eat him. And when Henry started his first quest, he decided to rest at the edge of the Platte River, and coincidentally, it was right next to Anthony. And when Anthony felt comfortable, he introduced himself to Henry, and Henry introduced himself to Anthony. Henry agreed to defend Anthony, and Anthony, of course, agreed to defend Henry. And from that point on, they were inseparable. And they go about having many adventures across the country.
I love that story. I love the storyline. I love how you bring these characters to life. Is this anything you'll go back and revisit? It sounds like there are a lot of opportunities for Henry and Anthony.
I've thought about adding an extra adventure for them, but I don't see it at the present time.
Well, you're working on so many things. With us on the program is H. Lynn Beck. We're talking specifically about his book, Living in Brazil, as a Peace Corps volunteer and businessman, part of the Living In series. And this is like a travelogue with great stories for the reader as we're going along on these journeys. Living in Brazil, you mentioned El Salvador coming up, Nicaragua. Why did you decide to write this series, the Living In series?
Well, because at the present time, I would love to know more about my parents' early life, as well as my grandparents. I think they grew up in very interesting times, and I'm sure they could tell hundreds of stories. And they have passed, and I did not ask them the question, so I don't know the answer, and that bothers me. And I've had a rather unusual life, and I decided to document that and leave it as a legacy to my children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. At some point, they will probably ask the question what I was about, and there will be books for them to read.
And for the rest of us, we get to share in those journeys. I mentioned this fascinating career that you've had, traveling various parts of the world, in many of those years spent as a volunteer in the Peace Corps. Let's go with Living in El Salvador. A Nebraska farm boy joins the Peace Corps. What makes that book interesting, do you think, not only to family members, but to those of us that really only know you through the Living In series?
Well, it's a story of a young farm boy who had never gone anywhere, had never really done anything other than farming. And when he's 20 years old, he joins the Peace Corps and is sent to Puerto Rico to learn Spanish on a mountaintop in the rainforest. And I had never had any exposure to a foreign language prior to this, and so learning Spanish was very difficult. And I wondered if I was going to be able to be accepted into the Peace Corps as a volunteer. I have to admit that I had very little confidence in myself at that time, but I managed to make the minimum level required to become a volunteer, and they sent me to El Salvador. And then they sent me to the northwest corner of El Salvador, which is near the Pacific Ocean and the Guatemalan border. And I worked with small Indian farmers in the Agricultural Extension Service. And I found that the small Indian farmers, they were more Indian than they were Latin. And they were members of two cultures, their Mayan culture and the Latin culture. And it was really interesting to see the distinction between these two. And they had to live with both of them. And after a couple of years living there, I learned Spanish fluent, which was my goal. And I became very accustomed to living in El Salvador, to where I did not even want to return to the States. But I had to, because I had to finish my degree.
Interesting. So you really enjoyed the people, the area, and you really didn't want to leave. You had to. And this story is in Living in El Salvador by H. Lynn Beck, the book available at Amazon. All of the books that we're talking about available at Amazon. The other book, the newest one, I believe, is Living in Brazil as a Peace Corps volunteer and businessman. What sets that apart? What do you find interesting about that we'll find interesting? What makes this book unique?
Well, when I joined the Peace Corps the second time, of course, I'd already lived 3 years in Central America and spoke Spanish fluently, so I was no longer the innocent Nebraska farm boy. I had seen some things in the world. And they sent us to a large city in Brazil for our language training. And when I moved about the city, people always thought that I was from Argentina because I was speaking Portuguese with a Spanish accent. And after a couple of weeks, I was not very happy learning Portuguese in a city environment. I wanted the rural environment. So the Peace Corps sent me to the rural area to live with a family for a couple of months, and I learned enough Portuguese to be sent on to Cuiabá, Mato Grosso, for my assignment. Now, Cuiabá, Mato Grosso is the geographic center of South America. It's also the point of the continental divide between the Amazon River and the Rio Plata, which goes through Argentina. Okay. But when I got there, my job had been more or less, it was in jeopardy, let's say. And so the Peace Corps didn't know what to do with me. So they sent me up to spend a couple of weeks with a Peace Corps volunteer who was in his third year. And this was north up towards where the jungle was. And we made a trip very far north into this jungle. We went through the burning area where the farmers were slashing and burning and opening up farmland. And there were so many sparks that we were afraid it would ignite the gas tanks that we had with us, because we were traveling a lot of miles and there were no gas stations there. And so we had to carry a wet blanket to cover the gas tanks. And eventually we came out of the fire and the smoke, and we entered a small city of 20 to 30,000 people in order to have lunch. And what I found out was that 7 years prior to this, this was jungle, that there was no city. So the city grew from zero population to 20 to 30,000 in 7 years. This was a signal of a lot of economic development. It was like the Wild West. Nearly everyone there carried guns, and you didn't want to ask many questions to people. When upon returning to Cuiabá, I found out that my job had evaporated, so they sent me to the northeast to Natal, Rio Grande do Norte, and right on the coast. And I found a house to live in that was on the ocean front, 20 feet from the water. When I went to find my job at the State Agricultural Extension Service, I found that they really didn't want me there and didn't need me and didn't know how to use me. So I basically spent 2 years doing nothing except learning Portuguese and the culture. I ended up speaking Portuguese fluently and learned a great deal about the culture, and that is one of the main goals of the Peace Corps. At the end of my service, I married a Brazilian woman, and we eventually had 3 children together. But I lived an additional 8 years in Brazil. 3 of those I worked with the state agricultural government. And then 3 years I owned my own business, a computer store, plus software. And I did agricultural consulting.
And the title of the book is Living in Brazil as a Peace Corps Volunteer and Businessman. So you had exposure to both Peace Corps and running your own business, being a businessman in Brazil.
Correct.
It's just a fascinating book, and I want to ask you very briefly, we hear about the Peace Corps and what it means for us to have our people there and sharing the knowledge. Touch on that briefly, and then I want to find out what it meant to you, what you took away from your two-time terms, I guess I would call them, in the Peace Corps, in El Salvador and Brazil. In fact, I'll start with that. What did those visits over there with those tours, what did they mean to you? Obviously, they shaped you as a human being.
They completely changed my life. I would never be able to go back to the way I was. I don't know how to express it, but it was a complete transformation. And I opened up and realized that people in any country are just people like wherever we live in the United States. Yes. They're no more, no less. They have their children. They love their children. They want peace. They do not want war. They want to continue living where they are, if they possibly can, with their families, where they've had their traditions. They don't want to leave unless they have to. it was just completely transforming. And I learned to live with minimal resources. I don't want a big car. I don't want a big house, a big apartment. And whenever I've had money in my hands for a little bit, I would always find a way to give it away to someone who had some need of it, because accumulating money is not my goal in life.
Well, it's interesting the impact you obviously had and other members of the Peace Corps on the people in El Salvador, in Brazil, in Nicaragua, and the impact they had on you and shaping who you are. It's a fascinating story. This book, Living in Brazil as a Peace Corps Volunteer and Businessman by H. Lynn Beck. Mention some of the books that you've written. Are there others you're working on now? I mentioned Nicaragua. What are you working on now?
I'm just finishing Living in Nicaragua, which is a story of my 8 months I spent as a volunteer with the Baptist Church, managing an 80-acre farm on the outskirts of Managua, Nicaragua. In the times of Somoza, who was not a very nice man, he was a dictator.
Yes.
But I had some crazy experiences there. One of the things I did was I went to the canal zone in Panama and bought a motorcycle and rode it back up the Pan-American Highway through the jungles of
wow.
Costa Rica and places, and that was interesting. I ended up spending one night sleeping in a burnt out school bus on the edge of the road. But this book also contains the stories of all of my short-term volunteer experiences, the ones that I lived in a country for 2 to 3 weeks. And those are also included in Living in Nicaragua. The other book is Living in Nebraska, Growing Up as a Farm Boy. And that is still only started and will take some time, probably 6 months at least, to finish.
And that's where it all started. Obviously, that was that foundation, that growing up on a farm in Nebraska that really shaped you in what you pursued in your career, in your life, didn't it?
And yes, it did. My father was a very giving man. Whenever he could, he always helped people and never asked questions. And he was a bit of an adventurer in his youth. Back in the Depression, he bought an Indian motorcycle and traveled 27 states during the wintertime when there was nothing to do on the farm. And so he had a bit of an adventure in him. And I think that all was instilled in me.
Well, he'd be very proud of what you've done in the book series that you've written. Nicaragua, how soon before we can talk about that before the book will be available? Is that close to publication?
Probably within 2 months.
Oh, so you are close. That's would be interesting to read that. Just part of the Living In series by our guest on the program, H. Lynn Beck. The one book we focused on was Living in Brazil as a Peace Corps Volunteer and Businessman. The other one's Living in El Salvador, soon Living in Nicaragua, and Living in Nebraska, and Nebraska Farm, the very foundation of Lynn's life. Lynn, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Congratulations on the success with the Living In series. It really opens us up to other cultures, other people, other parts of the world, and you do it in such a very descriptive way. Thank you for being with us on the program today.
Well, thank you very much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
It has been a pleasure as well. H. Lynn Beck is our guest. The book is Living in Brazil as a Peace Corps Volunteer and Businessman. Other books, as we mentioned, you'll find all those when you look up H. Lynn Beck at Amazon. You go to our website and get there as well, information on all of the books. You're listening to This Week in America, and we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.